You know, just got done with this pay-per-view. We're a bunch of sick bitches out here, brother.
You guys are a bunch of sickos, huh? What
It
was your favorite matchup tonight, bro?
should be obvious, but that Toni Storm match is a match of the year candidate, dude. Like, right there proves my point that I've been making all week, that Toni Storm is the best male or female wrestler active today. The best wrestler going. There's nobody better than Toni Storm, and she proved it once again tonight.
Yeah, we're talking about like there was a whole bunch of blood in this match. This was
Oh yeah. Oh
a
yeah.
trilogy, right?
Yeah, and the finish of a trilogy, which no better way to do it than gush everywhere, dude. Like, what a match, man. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the match was definitely intense. Were you satisfied, like thinking about like the storyline that they've been telling and everything that's been happening with these two women? Do you feel like this was the ultimate blow off? This was like the best end to this chapter?
Yeah, I mean, like, if you think about like a great movie, right? At the end, you want the climax to deliver more than the rest has. And like every match they've had has been that way. Like, it's been classics across the board, right? Like, the first two were so fucking good. Like, that first one where she lost is one of my favorite matches in AEW, period. Like, this is right there though, dude. Like, this is a fitting ending. Like, this is like the end of the Kill Bill movie. You know what I mean? Like, you got everything you needed to get out of it. I don't think you can really argue that it had to end this way because they had to up the ante, right? But I truly believe that if you go in the last year and a half and take any wrestler in the world, like, you could grab any wrestler from the last year and a half and put their promos against Toni Storm, and Toni Storm's been better. And put their matches against Toni Storm, and Toni Storm is comparable or better. And put their character work against Toni Storm, and Toni Storm is better. Like, there is nobody in the world today, with the exception of maybe Drew McIntyre, that's even close. And it's mind-blowing that people aren't praising her more, because she's perfect. Like, there's nobody better in wrestling today. Like, I can't say it enough. Like, that match should prove to everybody that she can literally do anything. Like, that might have been the best women's match in history, to be honest. Like, not just on this pay-per-view, like, that might have been the best women's match in the history of wrestling that we just watched.
Wow, that's a hot take if I haven't heard one before.
I just couldn't get over the places that they went with this were just mind-blowing. And like, we got two of those, and they even upstaged Ospreay and Fletcher, which I didn't think could be done because Ospreay only hits home runs. You know what I mean? And that match was great, don't get me wrong, but like, there was something about Toni Storm tonight that was just perfect. Like, it hit just the right way. Everything was perfect. Like, and I even think that I don't think she meant to bleed that much. Like, I think she bladed, and she bladed too hard. So I don't believe that she intentionally bled that much, because I don't know how close you were looking, but she was running. She was
No,
running
I saw
hard
a
in the middle of
lot
that
of
match.
blood, yeah.
And yeah, she was running hard. And I don't think that was intentional. But she proves to me week in and week out that she rolls with the punches and continues to get better and better every single week. Like, that promo exchange between her and Mariah May on Dynamite last week was like chef's kiss, the best thing I've seen in a long time. Like, her portion of it was like some of the greatest promo work ever. Like, and I've been saying sick bitch all week, and will probably continue to be say it, because it's just fucking hilarious. Like, what do we want out of wrestling other than moments? And this pay-per-view across the board was great, except for maybe that last match. But you know,
The
whatever.
main event.
It's just, yeah, it's just a little late for us to be doing a slow burn for the main event. You know what I mean? Like, it's getting a little late here for me to be like, guys, like, you know what I mean? Like, that was the worst match by far on the card. Like, by far. And like, it didn't really give me what I wanted. I mean, I don't know if the rest of the
Oh
world wanted
boy, I
Copeland
think
to
you
go
might
over.
be right. I think you might be right now that I think about it. Yeah.
I wanted Copeland to go over. Even if he lost it immediately to Christian, I wanted him to go over. I wanted this to be done, because I'm fine with Moxley. Like, you know, I've been notoriously the biggest Moxley hater, and that's fine. I don't have an issue with Moxley. I just am tired of it. Like, I just want somebody else to be the champion, and that's been the way it's always been. Whenever he's the champion, I'm just like, Can we take the belt off of him now? So it's not a new thing, and I don't think any of you are surprised to hear me say that I'm tired of Moxley being the champion, because this has been the way it is every time he's the champion for me. So
absolutely. No, I thought for sure tonight was going to be the night that we were going to get a new champion, but that didn't happen. I'm surprised to hear that your favorite match out of all the matches that you saw tonight was Mariah May versus Toni Storm.
It was perfect.
What was your second favorite match of tonight?
I really, really, really like that Kenny Omega match, but I just love Kenny Omega. Like, I just think he can do no wrong. You know what I mean? And he's good at every style of match. Like, it's amazing how he can do everything. Like, it doesn't matter who he works with, he finds a way to make it magical. And Takeshita, in his own right, is a great worker, and it's hard to have a bad match with him, too. But, like, that match was great. That match was really, really great. And I don't think they needed to. That's one of the problems. Like, I don't have an issue with blood. I have an issue with a lot of blood. You know what I mean? And sometimes too much blood can make you not like a match as much. Like, and I thought the Will Ospreay match was really, really brilliant, too. It's just we've done a lot of blood already by the time we got to that. And I thought following that Toni Storm match, Kenny Omega had to really hold himself up and be the professional wrestler that he is. So I think he did that. Also, Okada every time, like, that's just a personal of mine because I love both those wrestlers, and it's kind of like a dream match of mine. But I don't think anybody else is going to put Okada Brody King on that list, but I loved it. So, I mean, Okada every day, all day.
Right on. Thank you, Taylor. I appreciate you coming off in such short notice. My name is Edgar. I'm the host of Snug Wrestling Podcast. Thank you guys for listening and watching, and you guys have a good night.
All right, talk to you.